Yesterday at the annual White House Easter egg hunt, which is always held on a Monday, the day after Easter for some reason, so it doesn't interfere with other Easter activities, President Trump and the First Lady came out to greet the families and the kids who were hunting for eggs in the White House lawn, flanked by the Easter Bunny, and then he decided to remind Iran that he imposed a strict 8 p.m. deadline tonight. If they don't surrender, stop interfering, attacking ships going through the Strait of Hormuz, then he is going to obliterate every power plant and major bridge in the country, which ordinarily would be done at a press conference, not while being flanked by the Easter Bunny at a children's event, which caused many people who saw this clip to start thinking that it must be a deep fake. It must be AI generated, but it is in fact real.
I don't think it gets much more hostile than Iran. They're capable fighters. They're very tough people. And there are others like that. You don't mind when the enemy is weak, but that enemy is strong. Not so strong like they were about a month ago, I can tell you. In fact, right now, they're not too strong at all, in my opinion. But we're soon going to find out, aren't we?
Now, I'm not sure if this is completely insane, something out of Alice in Wonderland, or accidentally brilliant, because I know that a lot of Americans are having a hard time processing what the heck is going on here. But just imagine how the mullahs over there in Iran are thinking about things. President Trump threatening them with his sidekick, the Easter Bunny. At this point, you got to start coming to grips with reality that we are on a sinking ship, that the country is the Titanic and it's going down. The 30 plus million illegal aliens are not going to get deported. Their anchor babies are going to keep their citizenship. The Supreme Court is going to most likely rule in favor of the ridiculous birthright citizenship rules, which grants citizenship to the children of illegal aliens. When even decades ago, people like Harry Reid, Democrat, were opposed to that because that's not what the 14th Amendment is actually supposed to do. But we are living in a banana republic. Alex Jones is now calling for Congress to evoke the 25th Amendment and get rid of President Trump.
How do we 25th Amendment his ass?
The problem is to get the 25th Amendment is harder than impeachment. You have to get 2/3 of the House and 2/3 of the Senate.
So what do we do?
Tackle Trump and pretend, let him pretend he's president and publicly report that he's going through a health issue and Vance take over. It literally needs to be something like that. It's that bad.
I've known you a long time. You've never called for an internal coup before.
Ever. But that's how dangerous this is.
This after President Trump's bizarre post on Truth Social on Easter Sunday, saying Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up in one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the effing strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Donald Trump. Now, a lot of Christians got upset that why is President Trump praising Allah on Easter Sunday? That's President Trump mocking the religious fanatics in Iran, okay? Which I totally get his point, but I actually think that that is a bad strategy because that's going to upset much of the Muslim world, and we all know how crazy they are. Now, to be clear, I'm not one of these people who says, I regret voting for him. I'm never voting for Republicans ever again, because the alternative, may I remind you, was this.
We need a new commander-in-chief, and we need a new president, because dude gotta go.
No, you had to go, and thankfully, you did. Is this a big letdown? Yes. Is he starting World War III? Probably not, because if that were the case, it would have already kicked off by now. This has been going on now for over a month, and the repercussions, you gotta be real, have actually been very minor. May I remind you that after he attacked Iranian nuclear facilities last summer for Israel, that a lot of people got understandably upset and very concerned that that may kick off a larger regional conflict, or as some of the panicans, as they were called, thought it would start World War III, and obviously that did nothing. The repercussions were very minimal as well. And this, too, could easily blow over in another few weeks, and we can move on from this. And many people will actually forget that it happened. That's a realistic assessment. That's not cheerleading for the war, as many of the neo-MAGA brainwashed folks have been. Now getting involved in foreign wars is making America great again. We're going to make Israel great again. It is what it is. And even if Kamala Harris would have won, you know how terrible the country would have been. The illegals would have kept flooding in. Transgenders would still be in the military. There'd be a whole long list of horrifying policies that would still be in place and new ones that would have been implemented. And also, Iran still would have gotten attacked by the military-industrial complex in the United States on behalf of Israel, as Hillary Clinton campaigned upon back in 2008.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran. Whatever stage of development they might be in their nuclear weapons program in the next 10 years, during which they might foolishly consider launching an attack on Israel, we would be able to totally obliterate them.
At least she's being a little more honest there and saying that, of course, their primary target was Israel. Then we have Benjamin Netanyahu getting on Sean Hannity's show as a Mossad asset, saying that they had to start this war to protect America. And what do we even need the Strait of Hormuz for anyway? Get it? I thought that we now have the world's largest oil reserve, and we just took over Venezuela to get their oil. Everybody with a brain knows that Iran is not a threat to us, just like Iraq wasn't a threat to us. They were a threat to Israel. Don't make me pull up the Clean Break report again and show you that Benjamin Netanyahu back in the 1990s, along with the neocons, was lobbying the military-industrial complex in order to do Israel's dirty work and get rid of Saddam Hussein. And so now we're doing that partially for that, but also in part because we do want to take control of the oil there, because then it will help choke off the supply to China. But unfortunately, the president can't just come out and admit that. It would upset too many people. And so they have to spew lies like, we're there to help liberate the Iranian people and the gays. A lot of homophobia over in Iran, so we're going to help those poor LGBTQ people in the Middle East.
You talk about, freedom for Iran. They don't tell you the real facts. Women, men, gays. How about gays for Iran? They kill the gays. They throw them off buildings. So I wonder what's going on. I can only say this. They want us to keep bombing, even if it jeopardized, because their life is in much greater danger.
He's talking about the Iranian people, and he's talking about why the Democrats now are pretending to oppose his military actions. This is what happens when your administration gets taken over by a bunch of rhinos, by a bunch of neocons, when you get surrounded by a bunch of people who keep whispering sweet nothings into your ear about the amazing things that you need to do to help Jews and gays. Just like his ambassador to Germany back in the first Trump administration, Richard Grenell, made it his key mission to have the Trump administration launch a global effort to end the criminalization of homosexuality. Because in probably like a dozen countries or so, like in the Middle East and in Africa, it's illegal. Grenell convinced him to engage in this effort after he saw reports of what Iran supposedly did to a young gay man. Again, the ambassador to Germany during his first administration made it his top priority to spread LGBTQ freedom throughout parts of Africa and the Middle East. So the neo-MAGA agenda is no longer about making America great again. It's about bringing gay pride parades to Iran. And who could forget the incredible flip-flopping from the new neo-MAGA leadership, the appointed leadership of the neo-MAGA movement by Fox News, Newsmax, and the Republican Party, people like Ben Shapiro, who once said this.
Nobody is calling for America to go to war with Iran.
Nobody's calling for America to go to war with Iran, but now you must cheer it on. Otherwise, you're an anti-Semite. Tell us how excited you are, little Ben, now that Israel's mortal enemy has basically been completely decimated.
They've been reduced in their military capacity. Their ballistic missile launchers are largely gone. Their forward capacity with their terrorist arms, basically gone. Their nuclear program under mountains of rock.
So it's time to wrap this thing up then, right? I mean, certainly this final bombing campaign Tuesday night will put an end to this war.
And so now the real question is going to be, making permanent that state of affairs. Because let's say that the regime does not go down right now, which it probably will not. If the regime does not go down in the next few weeks, then the question becomes, how does the United States achieve its goals? Well, one, we obviously need to get the nuclear materials. That might involve some sort of special operation like the one we just saw to save the American pilots.
Troops on the ground. A special operation. Troops on the ground. Which then the neo-MAGA mouthpieces in the media like Fox News will cheer on. In fact, Mark Levin is already calling for that.
Troops on the ground. He said no troops on the ground. I don't remember that in any campaign speech either. But why would we need troops on the ground? Well, there's a lot of reasons. And we wouldn't need 300,000 of them. It's this uranium, too. We've got to get the uranium. If it cannot be destroyed, if it cannot be altered, we got to get it.
Troops on the ground is MAGA now, don't you know? Otherwise, you're an anti-Semite. And the official White House social media accounts have been posting clips of Ben Shapiro praising President Trump's operation, which, of course, he said would never happen. Nobody's calling for war in Iran, but now it's the greatest thing of Ben's life. I think many of us, most of us, would agree with how Tim Dillon sees the situation, although I'm going to have to bleep the heck out of this, but this is his assessment.
The idea that I have to give a flying fuck, you should be standing with Iran, shut the fuck up. Will you shut the fuck up? If they want to throw the bums who run Iran out, throw them the fuck out. But the idea that the United States of America, when people can't afford houses and they can't afford health care, spends all its f***ing time talking about the Middle East and fucking Arabs and Jews and religion and the fucking temple and slaughtering the heifer and Iran and Sunnis and Shiites. Get what the f*** is going on? Our own country is being destroyed and it's going down the toilet.
That's right, and maybe I'll have to talk about the Indian invasion tomorrow and the mass H-1B visa fraud, which has allowed countless Indians who are non-assimilating to come in and have taken over various communities in the United States. Something that's kept under wraps because that's legal immigration. Remember, the mantra has been, we oppose illegal immigration, but we support legal immigration. No, I don't. 100-year moratorium on immigration. No more immigrants, maybe 100 a year, two per state, specialists, scientists, doctors, engineers, etc. That's it. I'm to the point where I would support deporting anybody from this country who speaks in a foreign accent, other than those who have a European accent, Australian accent, or a South African accent. If you have an accent, adios. ChatGPT, how would you say get the hell out of my country in Hindi?
In Hindi, you'd say, Mere desh se dafa ho jao.
Yeah.
Just remember,
yeah, what it
language
said.
Can have a lot of impact, so wield it wisely.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'll shout it from the rooftops. Whatever it said.
Well, I'll leave the rooftops to you, but just keep in mind how we say things often shapes what happens next.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here, and be sure to check back on a regular basis. Sorry about slacking on my regular schedule of Monday, Wednesday, Friday reports. I'm trying to get back to my regular schedule soon, so stay tuned, and I will see you soon.